Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Football fans, diehard football fans, my New York Giants football fans, thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Neek and Rude Pro Football Talk Show. I am your host, Neek. Thank you for tuning in to part two of my rant about my New York football Giants. Fans, last week I had my rant, and last week I got a lot of feedback. Some fans were like, "Neek, but you didn't really go in on Batcher. You didn't really talk too much on Gettleman. You did a little bit." I'm like, I know. But let me tell you something. I got plenty of time to talk about their asses. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get them off. I'm going to tell you right now. Because when you look at this franchise, this organization, once proud, we are like the laughing stock of the NFL. Hell, we chilling down there in the cellar with the Washington Redskins, folks. Daniel Snyder and Dwayne Haskins, Selfie Haskins, chilling with them down in the cellar. Sad. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I'm going to tell you like this. I've been a Giants fan since 1984. You do the math. 4 years old, 1984. Love this franchise. Love this team. So proud of this team for all these years. But after we won that Super Bowl in 2011, we've been terrible, straight up garbage. I mean, think about it. The history of the New York football Giants. When you think about the New York Giants, you got to go battle with that team on Sundays. You're thinking about all the great, legendary Hall of Fame players that came through that door, played on that field. You talking about us now? Oh, man, we love to play the Giants. That's an easy victory. Yesterday against the Chicago Bears, we should have won that damn game. I mean, seriously, we missed two field goals. But hey, that's what bad teams do. They always find a way to lose. That's what they're known for. Our damn kicker, Roses. Man, I ain't got nothing to say, man. Seriously, I really don't. You great last year, terrible this year. What the hell? When it rains, it pours, huh? I mean, seriously, I mean, it's just embarrassing. I don't even get excited to watch Giants 2019. Seriously, we're 2-9. We got, let's see, 5 more games until my wish comes true. We go 2-14. Seriously, I hope we go 2-14. Because right now, you look at the 2020 draft, the selection where we at, I mean, the picks where we at, we're right now, we're with the number 2 slot right now. And you know what we can get at the number 2? We can get Chase Young, best defensive player in the draft. We need a pass rusher. We need one so bad. Because the way everything's set up right now, the Bengals probably going to be number 1. Well, it depends. They play the Dolphins in a few weeks. And if they lose that game, oh, they got a good shot going on 16. So they'll probably have the number 1 overall pick. They'll probably take the quarterback from LSU, Burrow, which is smart. But if I'm the Bengals, they need to get that offensive line. Hopefully they get that offensive line together in free agency before the draft comes in and then they take Burrow. That's probably pretty much the safest way to play that. Seriously, if you're going to get a franchise QB, get him some help. Now, number 2, Giants, we need a pass rusher. We need one so bad. It's embarrassing. But let me tell you something. This damn 3-4 defense, Betcher, you got to go. You're not utilizing these players on this team. You're not. Now, I understand Gettleman is that fought for a lot of this, off of a lot of the players that he brought in. And I'm serious. I'm pissed off about a lot of the moves that Gettleman made. Now, I know Gettleman likes to build in the trenches. I get that. But here's the thing I don't understand. I love the Dexter Lawrence pick at 17. Not bad. That was a great pick. The kid's been good this year. I'm not going to say he's been sensational, but this player has definitely overachieved, because I really wasn't expecting big things from Lawrence. I was like, Dexter Lawrence, seriously? Because when you're talking about these fat guys, these 330-pound guys, it's hit or miss with these guys. Seriously. He wasn't dominant like that at Clemson. I mean, he had great players around him, but he wasn't dominant like that. So that's why I was sitting here saying, like, damn, Dexter Lawrence, really? All right. But, nah, the kid's been great this year. He's been solid for us. But for a 3-4 defense, why do we have Dexter Lawrence at end, a 350-pound guy at end? And we have Thomason playing the nose tackle. Then we go out and trade for Leonard Williams. Like I said, Gettleman, some of the moves that you just – I don't get it, Gettleman. You want to give up a third and a fifth? I understand the third. We'll probably get back, you know, with the comp pick next year. So I kind of get that. But the fifth round, we need all draft picks we can get, man. We need as many players we can get to help this damn team out, because we suck. So you look at the other defensive end position, you have B.J. Hill and then R.J. McIntosh behind him. So we got all these 300-pound guys playing in. I don't get it. Now think about this, fans. If we go to a 4-3 defense, get a competent and smart defensive coordinator who know what the hell he's doing, we go to a 4-3 defense, we stay at the number two selection in the draft, we take number two spot in the draft, and we go ahead and take Chase Young. Think about this. Chase Young at the left end, and then you have Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence are your two tackles. And then at the other end position, you have Golden. Woo-wee! I like that. Young, Lawrence, Williams, and Golden. Now, see, that's a nice defensive line right there. Think about that. Offenses play against us. They're like, damn, Chase Young, okay. Lawrence and Williams and Golden. I like that. I like it, too. That's a dream come true right there. Sherman, like I said, man, I ain't got no words for you, man. I mean, you showed a little fight yesterday, a little upset yesterday when Roses missed that field goal. You yelled. I was like, oh, Sherman actually yelled. Interesting. Let me look at the calendar. Let's see. This is week 12. Oh, week 12. He finally yells. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. He showed a little fight over there, yelling at the kicker. Really, Shermer? 12 weeks in the season, you finally get upset, huh? All right, whatever. That's Shermer for you. But let's go position by position. Let's look at these units. Head into 2020. Let's finish out this season. Quarterback, we're cool with Danny Dimes. I love Daniel Jones. Kid doesn't have much help, but I love Daniel Jones. Yeah, I understand the turnovers, but look at Peyton Manning, his rookie season. I mean, he led the league in turnovers. Come on, man. He's a rookie. Hopefully this fumbling issue, I hate it, but hopefully this is an issue long term. Hopefully going into year two, he can get it corrected and limited, whatever. Running back Saquon Barkley, he's the franchise, he's the future. But he needs some damn help. He can't do it all himself. I know some people say, oh, well, Barry Sanders did it himself back in this and that. He ain't had no help. Yeah, I get it, but this is a different time, man. I mean, you look at football nowadays. I mean, most teams are going to spread, RPO. I mean, seriously, it's a passing league. And then a lot of teams, we look at the New York Giants, you got two sets, which is soft-ass tackles, sorry-ass tackles, and Solder and Reimers. I mean, they're not worried about us. They already know their pass rush is going to beat their ass and then get to the quarterback. Daniel Jones is probably going to fumble, a forced fumble, like Khalil Mack did yesterday on Solder. So, I mean, seriously, like, teams are like, we're just going to load the box against Saquon. Then you look at our receiver position, Shepard. You know, it was good to see you back. I'm not getting all happy about Shepard. He's got a lot of concussions. Hopefully he doesn't, be a long-term effect with him, you know, doesn't shorten his NFL career. But it was good to see him back. Golden Tate's been a lot better than what I thought he was going to be. Darius Slayton, hey, I like Slayton, man. I was big on this kid coming to Auburn because I knew he had the speed. He could stretch the field. But Slayton's looking good. He's actually involved into a number two receiver for us moving forward. But right now, we don't have a number one wide receiver. Maybe we can get that in free agency. I don't know. Well, maybe we can move back in the first round, take Judy or Lamb or something. I don't know. We need a number one wide receiver. Someone can scare opposing's defense, man. Seriously, we don't have anybody number one. Benny Fowler, Cody Lattimore, Cody Core, Russell Shepard, and Corey Coleman. Come on, man. These guys are deaf guys. They ain't going to do nothing. Tight end Evan Engram. Love you, kid, but can't stay healthy. Seriously, you can't. Best ability is availability. Seriously. Like, you play a couple weeks, you have 5 catches, 107 yards. Next week, 2 catches, 15 yards. And week after that, you hurt. You missed the game. Then it becomes a reoccurring three. Engram out a couple more games. Seriously, he can't stay healthy. I already touched on the offensive line. But let me get to Reimers. Like I said, I was big on Reimers. That's why I was really kind of a little bit excited about this season, because I said we needed a right tackle. I was cool on Chad Wheeler. We brought Reimers over. I know he played right guard in Minnesota. He wanted to get back at his natural position, which is right tackle. But damn, Reimers been horrible. You look at our center position, not a big fan of John Jalapio. I thought Spencer Pulley should have won that position, but that goes to show a lot about Pulley, or maybe it's about offensive line coach. I don't know. Soder needs to go. Hernandez up and down his second season. Zeitler, I love Zeitler. He does, you know, he's good as advertised. You look at the defense line, I touched on that. Linebacker unit, man, like I said, this starts with Jerry Reese. He's neglected this position for years. We haven't had a true Mac linebacker since the days of Antonio Pierce, and that's been years ago. Ogletree needs to go. Makes way too many damn tackles down the field. Always misses a lot of tackles. Can't get off blocks. Yeah, he make an interception here and there like he did in the game against the Bears. But he's just too inconsistent for me. He's not a true Mike linebacker. I'm sorry, he's not. All the money paying his ass, not enough production. You look at David Mayo, the right inside linebacker. All right, not bad. I'm not saying he's a starter moving forward. We'll let him finish out the season. Deion Buchanan brought you up from Arizona because, hey, you know Betcher's defense. I haven't seen much with you on the field. You look at the strong side linebacker position, Lorenzo Carter. I had high hopes for you heading this season. I said, damn, Carter about to do his thing. I ain't seen you yet. Hasn't done anything. But let me go back to that defensive line, man. I just got to touch on Leonard Williams real quick, because it's so funny how Gettleman's like, man, I got to make a trade real quick. I got to get somebody. I got to get a hog molly. So you go get Leonard Williams. Where was Leonard Williams yesterday? I'll tell you where Leonard Williams was yesterday. He was a magician. You know what he did yesterday? He said, watch this, Giants fans. Watch this, Giants. Watch this, Giants fans. Watch this once again. Here comes my magic act. Guess what? Did you guys see me? You didn't, because I disappeared. He didn't show up yesterday. You didn't hear his name once. Leonard Williams talking about extending him to a contract extension. For what? You better not give up a lot of money for this guy. I haven't heard nothing. Come on, man. Let's move over to the weak side linebacker position. Marcus Golden, like I said, we go to that 4-3 defense. Young Golden on the other side, I love it. Golden 9 sacks already on the season, I like it. X-Man, the rookie behind him. You know, let's let him get a little more playing time heading down the stretch to see what he can do. Cornerback position, Janoris Jenkins plays when he wants to. Overpriced, overpaid, get his ass out of here. We don't need to bring him back. DeAndre Baker, Betcher. Come on, man. DeAndre Baker was a press man cover corner at University of Georgia. You got him playing zone, got him playing Ray Buchanan 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, playing coverage like that. What the hell? That's not his strength. He's a press man corner. Let him get up on there and play bump and run. Come on. He had a great game yesterday. Hopefully he can continue that moving forward. Grant Haley. I mean, good story. Undrafted kid. But he can't cover worth crap. Antonio Hamilton. Come on, man. Get rid of his ass. Sam Beal. Hey, we'll see. I mean, I haven't seen much. I know he's coming back from that injury. Let's see how he does finish out the rest of the season. Corey Ballantyne, the rookie, went through some rookie pains yesterday. Yes, he gave up a lot of ass. No Vaseline yesterday. He got pissed on a lot. But, you know, you have those games as a rookie. So hopefully he can learn from it moving forward. Jabril Peppers, love Peppers. Cool with him. Antoine Bethea, too damn old. Another Betcher cast off coming from Arizona. What the hell? Why isn't Julian Love starting over him? This guy's 35, 36 years old. Too damn slow. We already know what he can do. He can't do nothing for us right now. He got pissed on beginning of the season. Oh, my gosh. Man, it's just frustrating as a New York Giants fan. On that note, rant number 3 is coming up next week probably. I can go on and on and on. You think I'm playing, fan? Seriously. Hope you guys enjoy the show. See you guys next week.